Hello, everybody. I'm Justin Long, host of Straight from the Horse Doctor's Mouth, and I want to talk to you about something every horse owner dreads: emergencies. In these moments, indecision makes it hard to know what to do or if you should call your vet. That's why Dr. Latcher and I created the Equine Emergency Vet Care Guide. This is an app that walks you step by step through common equine emergencies, helps you decide when to call, and tells you exactly what information your veterinarian needs. It's not a replacement for your vet. It helps you work with them towards the best outcome for your horse. Search Equine Emergency App in the App Store or Google Play and be prepared before the emergency happens.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1623. This time, Mary Kitzmiller and I sit down and have a chat about acclimatization. Say that three times fast. And how you can utilize it in your horse training program. So what is our training tip today and what inspired it?
So these last few shows, as many of you know, I've recently acquired a Malinois puppy and her name is Ember. And she is 6 months old today, actually. Today's her half birthday. Yeah, I just realized that. And she's doing amazing. And, you know, like any puppy, she is all over the place, very ADHD, plus she's a high energy breed. But I wanted to start taking her with me to horse shows as early as possible and just get her acclimated. So that's what the training tip surrounds with both horses and dogs, is the importance of just taking them on the road and letting the trip do the training. And there was a really great cowboy, Bobby Kerr, who recently passed away, and he told me about how he would get his Mustangs ready for the Mustang makeovers. And he would just like haul them to town and, you know, just anywhere he was going, he'd throw the horses in the trailer and go and
take him to the grocery store.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, you know, just go into town, park your trailer, you know, go get your lunch and then go home, or, you know, walk him around the street. He lived in Hyco, which is a very Western, like if you saw a horse riding down the road, you'd be like, yeah, that's normal.
That happened.
Yeah. But he talked about how when you just take him to some of these events, it's like putting 30 days of training on him in a weekend. And that is exactly true. And it's not even that you take them and you're training them really hard over the weekend. Just being there. It's like you put 30 days of solid riding on him.
Very interesting. And that's one of the places where I've had a little bit of a wake-up call. The vast majority of the horses I'm going to call it started over the years have been off the racetrack. And you forget how much they've learned, partly through acclimation, because from a non-horse racing point of view, the training, there's not a lot of that going on. They don't know what legs are. They don't know what bending is.
Yeah.
But they have learned so much through that acclimation process. All the activity and things are constantly changing. A lot of them ship to different tracks. And you forget that not all horses get that.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.